With us now from the Academy of Model Aeronautics is Kyle Jarrus. And Kyle, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Steve.
AMA has had a presence here at Oshkosh for many, many years. You've been here for quite a few years as well. But before we get into the things that are happening the rest of the week, you had a great competition that capped off last night with an award ceremony. Tell us a little bit about that STEM program that you've had here for the last few years.
Oh, absolutely. So it's called UAS for STEM. We love our acronyms. And it's for students aged 11 to 19. And these youth came from across the nation. We had 12 teams here competing at the finals division, and they all did such a great job. And, you know, the EAA does such a great job supporting those students. They were camping in Camp Scholler, you know, dealing with all the fun stuff there, having great activities and times. But then we got to go out here on the flight line and celebrate them last night right before the evening air show. It was an incredible opportunity. And they were smiling ear to ear. They came out and they said, wait, we get to go on to the tarmac? I was like, well, not quite the runway, but we'll go out a little ways. We had a great time.
Good. What does the competition entail? How do they get to be here at Oshkosh?
Yeah, absolutely. So these students come together, teams of anywhere from 4 to 10 youth, along with the team manager or mentors to help them along the way. They go through a Part 107 training course, which is their ground school. So they learn all about how to safely operate UAS in the airspace, wherever they are. At that point, they also start to build their drone. And we're not talking about off-the-shelf, you know, ready-to-fly drones. Right. They are in there with soldering irons. You know, they're discovering the magic smoke when it comes out. That's a bad thing. You know, ordering new components. And really learning how to fly those aircraft, how to enjoy those aircraft, and how to do it all safely. And then they apply it to a mission. So it's very career-focused. Okay. They learn how to do flight readiness reviews. They work as a team. They develop their plans, their operating procedures. And, they genuinely just do amazing work.
Have there been any innovative designs that have come out of this competition?
Oh, absolutely, especially in the advanced division.
Yeah.
So we throw a lot of challenges at them. So one of those is that they have to deliver a hat to a moving target. So figuring out how to use AI to influence those choices and actually say, hey, drone, go find this thing that's moving and put this thing on it. And they do it autonomously in some cases. It's really incredible. They also are going out and doing tower inspections, finding defects or deficiencies in that object, and then figuring out which tools they need to fix it. Now, thankfully, because it's a competition, we've strategically placed those tools they might need out in the playfield. So they actually engineer components or solutions that fly out, find it, land over it, pick it up, and then deliver it to where it's needed. And as I said, in some cases, it's being done autonomously, which is really cool.
Really? How big of an area do you have for the competition?
Oh, man, this year we were so blessed. We were actually over in Kid Venture.
Okay.
So the same area that we have buddy boxing taking place right now is the area that we were able to fly with those youth. And talk about an incredible opportunity. So we were able to not only fly that, but also engage with so many different individuals, families, youth, you know, adults that ask great questions. You know, what are you doing here? How are you doing it here? Can I do it here with you? You know, those kinds of things.
Sure.
So it was a lot of fun.
Good. How many teams were in the competition overall? You said there were 12 that were here.
Yeah, the 12 finalists. But from Hawaii to New York, we had around 36 teams this year. So incredible opportunity. And if you're listening to this and thinking, well, I like drones, I've got kids, you know, I'm thinking about maybe expanding what we do in our school or in our after-school program or even a homeschool group, this is a great opportunity. You don't have to be an expert. You know, we will guide you along the pathway. We have monthly meetings. We have great resources to help. And you can bring your youth together not only to learn the technical skills, but honestly, it's almost just importantly, if not more so, about the professional skills, about working as a team, about developing that grit, that determination, you know, literally picking up the pieces of your drone when you've made a bad choice, and then putting them back together and working through that as a team. It's incredible to see these youth grow within that aspect of themselves, not just of the technology.
Good. I know earlier in the week you had a couple of the counselors from the competition here. Has the competition been going on long enough that you've had students who were in the competition to now come back as counselors?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the best parts, right? You get to see not only youth grow and expand their capabilities, their leadership qualities, you know, all the things. And And then they go and they do great things in the industry or, you know, at university and then to industry. Both right. paths are certainly acceptable. And then, you know, they want to give back. You know, we've got, you know, former competitors that are now, you know, running businesses in the drone space that are supporting and sponsoring our program, that are looking to develop their own teams, their own programs, and really share that knowledge and that love of not just the hobby and the sport of aviation, but really those career paths.
When does the competition, re-rack for the next year?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're definitely working on next year's already. It's probably going to be opening up in the fall. So okay. I think early October is when registration will open. If you have questions, though, we're always available. Yeah. Like, you can reach out to me on email, kylej@modelaircraft.org. If you just look up UAS, the number 4, and STEM, mm-hmm. you'll find information online.
Good. How many team members typically?
Yeah, that's a great question. You can safely conduct all of the missions with 4 students.
Okay.
We allow up to 10, and we encourage up to 10, just because we want to see that leadership and that mentorship occur within the team. Mm-hmm. So I mentioned we have 11-year-olds all the way up to 19-year-olds. It's a really wide range, right? So what happens is, as people start the process, they are often this second tier. You know, they're learning, right. they're training, on-the-job training. And then as they progress and they learn more, and, you know, those seniors graduate out, well, then they fill in that role. You know, it's based very similarly to like a military transition, right. where you're teaching everybody the next job above you, and you know that the job's behind you, so you can fill in.
Kyle Jarrus is with us. He's with the Academy of Model Aeronautics. We were talking about the UAS for STEM program, but there are other things that are happening with AMA this week here at AirVenture.
So many good things. So first and foremost, if you haven't been to KidVenture and you want to try out control line flying, or U-Control as sometimes it's known, mm-hmm. That's a great area to experience that. There's also buddy boxing, which basically, okay, what is buddy boxing?
I was going to ask.
Yeah, so we're going to have an expert model aviation pilot who's a volunteer with AMA. They're going to come in and they're going to stand alongside of you with a transmitter, and then you've also got your transmitter. They're both connected to the same aircraft, and that allows that safety aspect, right? So you're going to learn to fly. They're going to hand you the controls. You've got it. And if you don't got it, the one in charge has it, right? So it's very safe. It's very fun. But it allows for that hands-on time to potentially get into a hobby that's accessible, mm-hmm. that's fun, that's enjoyable, that teaches all those skills, not just, again, the technical, but really those professional, better people skills that are just inherently in the hobby of model aviation. So anyway, try that out. That's okay. a good one. There's also simulators you can try out before you get there. So at KidVenture, they've got probably 20 different simulators for the students to come through, try out model aviation, then literally they can walk 100 meters away and then start flying. So it's a really neat environment. There's also in the EAA Museum, mm-hmm. we have a booth set up talking about our resources. I'm on the education side, so we've got lots of education stuff. But just generally, you know, why it matters that we're involved in aviation through models, and what that means for the future, and how to get involved. We've got over 2,000 clubs across the U.S. There's someone in your area that flies model airplanes, and we want to be a part of that.
Very good. And again, it's an entry point, and sometimes I don't want to say an exit point, but it's a transition point for someone who's becomes a pilot and then, for whatever reason, decides they don't want to fly a full-size aircraft anymore, but they they transition to RCs or even control line.
Yeah.
So it's both ends of the spectrum.
Absolutely. You know, everything from pre-flight, you know, if you're building a paper airplane, you're flying a model airplane. So enjoy that, all the way up to turbine jets and everything in between. It's really a hobby that embodies so much of aviation, the spirit of aviation, but also the community of aviation. You know, we're all about those club fields and about those relationships and, you know, about ribbing each other a little bit here and there, but having fun while we do it in a safe environment. You know, we've been around since 1936.
Right.
You know, our safety code is the standard. It's the gold standard when it comes to how we operate safely alongside of all of other aviation. So it's important that we work together as that community to encourage it. And by the way, if you want to see a whole lot of model aviation flying, stop by at Pioneer Field right behind the museum each evening all the way through Friday night. So you've got tonight and tomorrow night to experience it. From 6:30 to around 8:30 in the evening, we are going to have AMA members out there flying, having fun, enjoying, and we will be out there. I'll probably be out there too. I can help people buddy box. You know, we'll get you in the skies and make sure you have a good time.
Sounds good. Kyle, appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule to talk a little bit about AMA and what you have going on this week, and wish you luck in the future. And again, if you're interested in that UAS for STEM program, go on the website, which the address is
www.uasforstem.org.
All right. And the registration will open up probably in October.
That's correct.
Again, Kyle, thanks for being here, and enjoy your week here at Oshkosh.
Always do.
All right. You're listening to EIA Radio.